This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Holy, holy buckets, huh? I've not seen a lone... Has anybody ever choked off a game like that? Todd, was there something that came to your mind and say, oh, no, it reminds me of when the unraveling was happening to the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, the Vikings. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, on the Super Bowl... Unfortunately,
the Patriots did not lead in regulation at all. Never led in regulation. The only time they led was at the very end.
Yeah,
which is what matters. So,
and they win a game. I don't know. I was thinking of what? Haven't seen a lead blown that bad since Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. So for
I saw that one too.
If we're
it's good.
It's not a football parallel, obviously, but it works, right? No. I was forced to put a picture of Hillary up, photoshopped with a Atlanta Falcons jersey on Facebook page. There, yeah, there you go. It fits, it fits. But it would be nice to have a politically free Super Bowl, wouldn't it? Oh, that'd be so fun. Be wonderful. Not a chance. No chance. And then all the deflated jokes. A lot of deflated jokes out there. So, Super Bowl Sunday, they're pretty extraordinary. I'm glad the game turned out to be the incredible ride that it did, because the commercials were terrible. I mean, terrible.
Well, the Buick one was cute.
Remind me.
We weren't as many as we normally have at a Super Bowl. I mean, most years you get chased right back to YouTube so you can watch them again and again and again. We didn't really have a whole bunch of that going on.
Yeah, the I don't remember the Buick one you're talking about. Is that the Pee Wee one? Where they were saying, okay, yeah, that wasn't bad. You're right. Yeah, that was pretty good.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, like one, maybe two commercials. I guess the Spuds McKenzie Ghost was okay, but we're reaching now for good.
Yeah, I nothing I need to see again. Somebody did tell me that there was a really good, oil one, talking about all the different products of how oil touches your lives. Products made with oil. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Because I was complaining.
I couldn't have missed a few, but still.
I was complaining on social media that it was a little weak, and somebody pointed out a few that were okay. The Buick one was one. Yearbook one by Honda was not bad. I heard a lot of people like the Mr. Clean one.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well. But again, none that I got. Oh, I got to go see that one again. There wasn't a one. The Skittles Romance. Some people like that. Do you like that? Tide was another one I heard a few times.
Yeah, I heard a few pluses on Tide. But certainly not those ones that you think, wow, they really maximized their $5 million investment on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the Scientology one, did you?
No, I didn't.
I guess there was a Scientology one. Totally missed it.
Anyway, it's Super Bowl Monday, the day after, and, you just got to say those New England Patriots just find a way to win. I have more respect for them than ever now. You know, I've always been on the
Falcons
fence.
The Falcons won the popular vote, though, so.
Oh, stop. Here we go. I just want to be done with all these analogies.
Political. Yeah, right.
It's a football game, and, just let it be a football game, shall we? Not have any politics make its way in there. Okay, I found it here now. American Petroleum Institute, power past impossible. And it was ranked 57th on USA Today's list. So I'll share that one just to see if you agree that it is the best. Some of our listeners were texting me about it last night and saying some things on social media, and I missed it totally. So I don't know when it came in the show, but I guess it was not bad. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hillen. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here. We have Manny answering your calls. When you call us at 800-228-0550, we have Matt Rivate here producing for us as well. One bit of news I want you to know about that we are going to be following during the program today. before I get into telling you about our guests and topics we'll tackle on the show today, and we do have some time just to find out what's on your mind in this first hour. So get on the phones at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And that is that a hearing is going to be held in Washington, D.C., in the courtroom of Judge Boasberg. Now, remember this guy, Judge Boasberg, is the guy that has done, in my mind, the best narrative on this whole thing in going through all of the allegations you've heard over and over and over again, seen on social media, you know, that the pipeline was supposed to go north and that there were no consultation or hearings with the tribe and all the things, which are in a court of law, in a document, proven to be not accurate. Okay? And so anyway, this judge had a hearing last Monday that evidently nobody knew about. And that hearing was to say, if you remember, there's been some filings after the president, Donald Trump, signed that executive memorandum in which he said, let's go. Move this thing along. We're done. And what the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has been trying to do all along with the help of the Obama administration is, one, pull the permit back, two, then go and take another look at the process and potentially add something called an environmental impact statement. All that is, an environmental impact statement, is a way to delay this, because the work of the environmental impact statement essentially was done when this corridor, which this is something also that doesn't make many of the news stories, this corridor that this pipeline is going on followed a corridor that also included another pipeline. I think it's called the Northern Border Pipeline, if my memory is not as faulty as it usually is, as well as some power lines. So environmental impact statements would have been done when those were done, which were in the last 10, 20 years or so. So no need for an environmental impact statement unless you're just trying to slow down a project. You follow me? That's what was going on there. So the judge was having a hearing on that. He asked the Justice Department, who now is arguing against the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe on this on behalf of the president, how long before this permit is going to be issued? And they said, we don't know, sir. He said, we'll find out. Come back here in a week and I want to know. Is it days, weeks, months? What, how long is it going to be? I have a number of sources that tell me that will be the answer to that essentially is it's issued. But the judge evidently wanted to know first. He wanted to know before anybody else did on when that permit had been issued. That was something he said given his work. And, you know, 58 pages he put into this last ruling. Now he's got another one he's working on. He's like, well I'm not going to go through all this time and effort to research this to get to an opinion if, in fact, you're going to be issuing this anyway before I rule, and then there's no point to even rule on it. Which is a good sign that this long nightmare may be nearing an end. That we will find out at 10:30 today in a courtroom of Judge Boasberg in Washington, D.C. Okay? So a little bit of news that I wanted to keep you updated on. And this today, speaking of that nightmare we've been living, where the rule of law has been upended, where we protest, where we say we protest, rather, to stop a project, prayerfully and peacefully, when in fact, what's the number now? Have we hit 1,000 arrests? I should get my stats out. A lot of them. We're nearing 1,000 arrests in this. Riots, lawlessness, provocation of law enforcement. All by a tent, by the way. All by professional protesters. All by very large, well-funded anti-environment, rather environmental activist groups that are anti-oil, anti-fossil fuels. 180 days. Unbelievable. Phenomenal. Todd, have you had a chance to do the math on who won the contest? Lyle and Richardson is wanting to know. You want to know if you won, right, Lyle?
Well, I'd like to see if I got at least get half credit or get half the picture or something.
What did you do, Lyle?
Not autograph. What's that?
What was your guess?
Well, it was 34-28. Unfortunately, I thought Atlanta was going to be on the top end of that. I text Todd that score on Friday. And
so you want a trophy is what you want, huh? You want a trophy even though you picked the wrong team. So you want a little waiver of the...
So the question is, who wins, him or the person who picked 34-27 Patriots? So 1 point off of getting the correct team.
Yeah,
so which one's the winner?
That's pretty close.
Yeah, well, because we are bleeding hearts here on the program, we'll make you both winners. How about that?
Aww.
Sounds good.
Look at you.
Yeah.
How about that?
You did pick the wrong team, let the record show, but, you know. We can make you
right though. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Were you watching the game going, oh, I wish I would have picked the other team?
Well, I wish Atlanta would have kicked the field goal there towards the end, personally. I know Brady's getting close to his end of his career, but Atlanta needed this for their state, I guess. They needed this badly. It just came down at the end there.
They blew that so bad. Oh, my gosh. Even like you talk about the field goal, I mean, it really should have happened. It was about to happen, and then they get the sack, and, I mean, the interception, and there were about 6-7 just bad ball drops, no pun intended. Anyway, Lyle, hang on. We'll get your address so we can get you the goods. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Coming up on the program still today, we're going to talk with the director of Gateway to Science coming up here in a little bit. It's another one of the charities that can benefit from your generosity on Giving Hearts Day, which is Thursday. And Thursday, we're going to kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater, I guess, and just spend a lot of time talking about Giving Hearts Day, and it is the most generous day of the year in North Dakota. So really looking forward to that. We've talked to a lot of different charities, introduced you to some, and maybe some you knew, some you didn't, and a great time to just get all lovey-dovey ahead of Valentine's Day and show the love from your pocketbook to some of these great charities. So looking forward to finding out more about that. Jessica Thomason will be here. She's the CEO for Lutheran Social Services North Dakota. We're going to talk about refugees. They are in charge of resettling refugees in North Dakota. There was a piece of legislation last week in the North Dakota legislature, House Bill 1427. And essentially what the bill did is say, let's determine how much ability we have to take refugees in North Dakota. It became very heated, and in the end they decided to study all this for a couple of years. So we'll talk with her about that, and also her reaction to President Trump's executive order on refugees as well. Your questions for her have already started to come in, and we welcome more of those. 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with her live on the air. Then we'll talk with Troy Kuhns, chair of the Northwest Landowners Association, about Senate Bill 2332. We're going to talk about the valuation of property for just compensation, an issue very much tied to when eminent domain becomes an issue. So we look forward to talking with Troy about what he'd like to see happen in the state legislature on that front today on the program. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome as well. And we did find a lucky winner. We had someone that picked the Patriots, 34-27, so darn close, and the right team winning. And that's the other winner. We're going to give them a call, man. If you want to go ahead and give them a call, we'll congratulate them live on the air. You have the number there in the Slackmeister. Leonard in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I've got a comment. Maybe some of these protesters that are around here can help me out. I got a phone call this weekend after my incident where they attacked me in November, which I'll come back to that in a minute. But this gal called me and told me if any of my employees ever drive through a peaceful prayer service again, they're going to scalp me. And then she hangs up. She didn't even give me a chance, to ask her if she actually saw how much hair I had, which scalping me would be really tough in the first place.
Well, not to mention, Leonard, excuse me, scalping isn't exactly a peaceful, prayerful activity, is it? I'm a little confused because you drive through our peaceful, prayerful protest again, and we're going to scalp you.
I don't understand how they call that a peaceful prayer service when they let all the other personal vehicles drive through these 500 people. But me, being I was driving a company work truck, they jumped in front of my truck, threw rocks under my tires, terrorized me, tried to unhook my Bobcat, they opened my end gate on my trailer. What part of peaceful was that? I'm the only person they targeted. They let everybody else go through the crowd, going to the man-man dumps.
Here's a question I have, and I think I might have asked you this before, but refresh my memory. As I recall, they were assuming you were down there doing work on the work site for Dakota Access Pipeline, when in fact you were doing work for somebody else completely, right?
Well, no, actually, that peaceful prayer service wasn't south of Mandan. It was west of Mandan, where DAPL had their camp set up for their supplies. It wasn't even any place close to the pipeline. I was, like I said, I was just heading home.
Now you're heading home.
And the road they were peacefully praying on my ass was the road that leads to the Mandan landfill on a Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, because that was one where they moved a little closer to town. What kind of work do you do, Leonard?
I do concrete work. I mean, I do concrete work, snow removal. I mean, I like that.
And I don't, you know, here's the deal. I think that the people who are willing to support you for what you've endured would far outnumber people that are going to call you and tell you you're going to be scalped, right?
These local people around here, we're not blind. It's just the people that are out in the crazy-ass world that are frickin' have blinders on, and it's like, I just can't see how people are that stupid and naive. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, if you're willing, I'm willing to give out your number right now so people that have a need for snow removal or concrete work call you. I think we can maybe help you out a little bit.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
All right. Tell me your number.
It's area code 701-202-2107.
And the name of the business is?
Four Square Concrete.
Four Square Concrete. Snow removal and concrete work. And tell me one more time the number.
202-2107.
Great.
You know what? I'm proud of my company. I've been in the town of Bismarck, Mandan all my life. I've been doing concrete work all my life. This is what I know. This is me. And it's like I have people after that incident would drive beside me. They point at the name of my truck, and they would give me a thumbs up. And it's like, you know, my local people, they're 100% behind me. I've never doubted that. It's just, you know, it's really frustrating when you have a name and people just are mean to you. It's just mean.
No, there's a lot of, and you know, I can't even begin to tell you how many examples there are of that kind of, you know, oxymoron between peaceful, prayerful over here, and then to do what they're no question.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the record needs to be set straight on all of this, as we've talked before, and I continue to believe that you and others that have been harmed by this economically have a claim against this. Somebody has to stand up against this. You cannot let this kind of deception stand. Leonard, all the best. Thanks for checking in. Okay.
Yeah, I got one quick thing. I was driving, doing snow moving this weekend, and I thought of something. You know, as kids, we played hide and go seek and tag and stuff. Well, I was thinking, and I thought, we used to play eeny, miny, moe. Well, I got a new one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch the water protector by the toe. If he screams, if he hollers, slap him twice and make him pay $10,000.
Yeah, just let the law enforcement officials deal with the punishment. Yeah,
yep.
You know, slap them with a fine and a trip to jail or something like. No physical slapping advocated there. We don't want to start that. Leonard, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Appreciate it. 701-202-2109. If you want to give Leonard a call and take advantage of his talents there at Four Square Concrete, 202-2107. Okay, so on the phone is Tyler, our lucky winner of the What's On Your Mind Super Bowl contest. Tyler, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How you doing?
Were you jumping up and down last night when you won?
Well, you know, I actually didn't even know if I won. I was listening to you guys there, and I heard the score. I'm like, I can't remember what I even typed or texted them. Then I get a call saying I won. I was like, oh, nice.
Nice.
I just threw a random number.
Exactly right. Well, you did it. Random number or not, it was the right one, and
yep.
You are the lucky winner. So yep. We'll get your deluxe prize package coming your way, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Where do you live, Tyler?
West Fargo.
West Fargo. Tyler from West Fargo, our lucky winner on What's On Your Mind in the big Super Bowl contest. Thank you, Tyler. More coming up, folks.
Thanks, guys.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Off to Norway we go, folks, June 19th through July 2nd. Scott Hannon here. My wife Maria and I and the entire family are headed for a Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration, June 19th through July 2nd, with Carol Juven from Juven Tours. So, Carol, tell me a little bit about how your tours work. What do you do?
We travel throughout the fjord country and the three larger cities in Norway to enjoy the people. And believe me, it's as exciting as it can be when you get in their homes, you get to their farms, and believe me, with all of the food included, it can't be better.
14-day first-class tour, first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, the ferry and train costs, enormous beauty, breathtaking beauty as well from Norway. Hurry, the deadline's fast approaching. Call now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, Carol Juven and the team at Juven Tours. Headed to Norway, June 19th through July 2nd.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust.
the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Nurse. You become a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, there is a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on your leadership roles in your profession, to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000. That is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. All right, a question for the LSS representative. Where do you get your funding? All right, we'll save the rest of that for Jessica Thomas, and we'll be here at the top of the hour. I do welcome all of your calls. It's one of those deals on this topic. There just isn't enough time to get in all the questions, so I'd rather have you call and make sure you ask exactly what it is you want to hear rather than rely on me trying to figure them all out. The difference between the Falcons losing the lead and Hillary Clinton losing the lead is the Falcons actually had a lead. Clinton had a speculative lead that may have never existed. I thought of that, too, when I saw some of the comparisons, because, I don't know, was it fake news? Was it polls that weren't reflecting accurately what was happening? I agree. I don't know that was ever real. Good catch to one of our fine listeners. Another texter, Cam Newton and Melissa McCarthy ads were both great. Okay, the Cam Newton one was the one we talked about earlier with the, that was Honda, I think, right? No, Buick. It was a
Kia.
Buick.
That was Kia.
What?
Oh, the Cam Newton one, I'm sorry. Yeah, Cam Newton was
Pee-wee. That was the Pee-wee deal,
Buick.
Right?
That was Buick.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy, Kia one.
That was Kia. That was Kia.
That was Kia.
Although you didn't even know it was about a car until much later.
I know. If you didn't watch the whole thing, you didn't know what it was for.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondered about those.
Yeah. What's your favorite ad from last night? You can let us know that, too. Another texter says, commercials were horrible. I agree. Game was good. I'm not a fan of Gaga. I'm not a fan of her either, although at least we didn't get some political diatribe out of her. You know, it was okay, but the you know... who wears outfits like that? It looked like she had a diaper on or something. I thought it was maybe a cross promotion for Depends or something.
Maybe it was.
I don't know. This was just a little bizarre to me.
My thing is, you know, her latest album hasn't done nearly as well as the album with the stuff that she was singing. And I'm kind of wondering if the original intent when she signed was to be promoting this latest album, except, whoops, it didn't really do well. Well, let's bring back the old stuff then.
Yeah. Texter says, guys, what happened to Atlanta is simple. They went into prevent defense, and all that does is prevent the use from winning. What?
It's the old cliche of a prevent defense prevents you from winning.
Yeah. There's a word in there I'm not familiar with what he's trying to say, but I get you. Yeah, prevent defense prevents you from winning. That's about it.
I don't think they played prevent defense. I think their defense just got tired. They were on the field for...
Is that the deal?
Most of the game, yeah. I mean, the Patriots ran 93 plays last night.
So Donald Trump, and Todd, you have this clip from earlier. Donald Trump did an interview in the pregame show with Chris Wallace from Fox News Channel, and a lot of people are making a big deal out of what he said related to Russia. I want to play this and ask if you are in the crowd of those that believe Donald Trump is drawing a moral equivalency between the United States and Russia. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right,
major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though.
Putin's a killer. A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why do you think our country's so innocent?
So that is what the line that everybody is flipping out over. I want to know, what do you hear that? What do you think? What do you make of that? Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd 701-226-8503 or call us. Love it when you call us. 701-258-0550. 258-0550. Or a toll free at 800-228-0550. Now, full disclosure, if a Super Bowl interview included a conversation with President Barack Obama, and President Barack Obama, in defense of his relationship with Russia or his approach towards Russia, were to say, yeah, they're a killer. I mean, what O'Reilly was trying to say, it's Bill O'Reilly doing the interview. Bill O'Reilly says, I said Fox News Sunday from Chris Wallace earlier. I'm sorry. It was O'Reilly. And by the way, more of the interview tonight and more of the more tomorrow night. So it's like a 3-part interview. And they did the interview, I think, on Friday at the White House. So O'Reilly says, you know, hey, Putin's a killer. Yeah, there's a lot of killers out there. And you think we're innocent? Obama says that. I'm probably on the radio today saying Barack Obama's drawing a moral equivalency between the United States and Russia. And clearly we don't do what they do. But the point that I think is often missed in these little dust-ups is that, in my view, Barack Obama means that. I don't think Donald Trump believes Russia's bad, we're bad, what's the big deal? I really don't. I think that's the big difference. Now, saying what he said is going to cause some people to flip out. I thought Mike Pence did a fabulous job yesterday talking about this on Meet the Press. And because I don't want to take the rest of the morning to hear those two go back and forth, I can kind of share it with you a little bit of what was said there. And Chuck Todd is just drooling, right? He really wants... He wants Vice President Pence to say Donald Trump, his boss, blew it. That's what he wants. And Chuck Todd was not successful in getting Vice President Mike Pence to say anything of the sort. Well, I'm going to go to your calls and then I'll come back. But I want your take on this. I really do, because you're going to hear about this for a week or more, guaranteed. Matthew out of Fort Rice, you're up in What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, they say Putin is such an evil guy.
the Democrats have killed millions of unborn children. In my opinion, that's worse than what Putin has done.
Yeah, I think it's different than poisoning people and, you know, using some of the KGB tactics, government to government. I'm totally with you on, the legalized killing of unborn children being murder. I completely agree. And our Supreme Court 40 some years ago allowed that to happen. So, that's not a good thing, but they're doing that more. I mean, I don't know. You can say, well, you know, we allow abortion and therefore whatever Putin does is no better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what I was getting at is we're no more innocent than they are. We're willing to allow abortion.
Yeah, it's a black mark. It is. It's right up there with slavery. It is no doubt about it. I completely agree with you on that. I just don't know if it's an apples to apples comparison, but I take your point, Matthew. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Rich in Wimbledon, what do you think?
I was wondering if all people are born in a black hole and don't know anything, I guess, because aren't we the country that tried to kill Fidel Castro about 9 times?
Well, look, we tried to kill Saddam Hussein, too, with bunker buster yep. bombs, right? I mean, he's a bad guy, so I get it. I think that's what I think Trump was saying. Look, you know, we take on bad people. He takes on who he believes are bad people. Maybe they're, different, but, I think that's what Trump was saying. What's interesting is they immediately leap to the idea that what he said was, we're morally in the same place that they are. I think our ideals are better than his, what he stands for. If you compare, the United States and our leaders to Russia's over the generations, I think we fare a little bit better. But it's a factual point.
Thanks.
It's a factual point, right, Rich? I mean,
yep.
It, when he says you think we're innocent, he's talking about what you're talking about, right?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Rich. So Rich isn't too worried about it. He's saying, what he's saying is true. What do you think? 800-228-0550. Every country has killed people. America is no different, says a texter. Trump just speaking the truth again. Heck, the Indians killed each other for territory before the white men ever set foot here, too. Well, good point to the texter. Does anybody run around and say murderous Indians because of... Yeah. It's... As usual, you folks are sorting this out just fine. You're taking on the breathless media just beautifully. Bill O'Reilly, not Chris Wallace. It doesn't bother me that Trump would rather have Russia's help us fighting, would rather have Russian help helping us than fighting us. Keep your friends close and enemies closer. All right, yeah, I got your point, and I did clear up the Bill O'Reilly versus Chris Wallace thing, but you're right. I think what Donald Trump is clearly, if you look at his entire language through the campaign, what his modus operandi is going to be is that China is our big worry. And if we can get Russia to be an ally to take on China, would that be a good thing? Mike Pence answered the following way. Is there a moral equivalency there? What was that, Mr. Vice President? Chuck Todd asked him. No, not in the least. I mean, look, President Trump has been willing to be critical of our country's actions in the past, but what you're hearing there is a determination by the president to not let semantics or the arguments of the past get in the way of exploring the ability to work together with Russia and with President Putin in the days ahead. If you play the rest of the interview, he said he didn't know if we would be able to get along with him better. But the president's top priority is to hunt down and destroy ISIS at its source. We have a common interest with Russia to do that. Took him on pretty good. Larry, what's your take? Got a few seconds here before the break. Give me your take.
Yeah, I've studied a lot of history, and the United States has done things equal to anything that Russia's done. The United States, for example, has outdone the Nazis. The Nazis poisoned the people and then burned their corpses. But the United States dropped gel gasoline on thousands of children and burned them alive in the Second World War. That's what napalm was.
All right, so it's a different question. I mean, he said we're not innocent either. You're agreeing there, but more coming up. Don't go away. You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
John, Putin and how innocent we are. I'd like him to compare the Clintons to Putin. How many bodies do the Clintons have under the rugs? There was, Bill had at least 35 of them. I don't know how many Putin's racked up so far, but there's a lot of skeletons in the Clintons' closet, but they're innocent, I guess so. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. More of your calls on this. We'll get a couple more in on it, and no doubt we're going to be hearing more about this week. Texture says, is Scott going to refer to Obama for the next 4 years? Think forward instead of the past. I only brought up Obama. Trust me, nothing makes me happier than to not have to talk about Barack Obama ever again, as we've talked about before. We had the Obama buzzer here. We would sound off because it just, that frustrating for us. I was saying, to be fair, if Barack Obama had said what Donald Trump had said, that many of us would be saying, hey, you know, what are you saying? And why'd you say it? And being critical of him. That's why I asked the question. Now, Trump is saying it. I personally think Trump thinks differently than Obama, but it wasn't necessarily to rip on Obama. Brought to you this hour by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, ndoilcan.com. Check it out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is their website. I mentioned some interesting things. There was a Super Bowl commercial I've yet to see the American Petroleum Institute put out there, and we're going to try and find that and put that up here today for you as well. So stay tuned for that. And find out more about what's happening in the way of economic development, jobs, and things happening in the oil industry at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on Facebook. Follow them there. All right, let's see here. Rocky and Ariska, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning. Concerning the President Trump's statements in those interviews, first off, I think it's unfair because President Obama did say a lot of the same equivalents when he was on his world apology tour for the United States. That was kind of one. Two, you look back at history, we partnered up with Joseph Stalin for World War II, and that brutal dictator killed 30 to 40 million of his own people. I mean, so sometimes politics make strange bedfellows, obviously. You know, that was expediency during a war. And my third point is, if you want to talk about there's a lot of killers out there, let's look at Ruby Ridge, Waco, or even more recently, LaVoy Finicum last year. And that's all I got to say on that one.
Yeah, I don't think he's referring to that. I hear you and others saying, hey, what about the Clintons and all the stuff? I don't think when he says we're not innocent, I think he's probably talking about, hey, you know, we've dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan.
But I mean,
right?
You can kind of, there's a lot of, yeah, but I'm saying a lot of people have blood on their hands or bad deeds on their hands or have made bad mistakes or whatever.
I think what he's saying is this. Is Vladimir Putin a Boy Scout? Of course not. All right. Have we done things in the past that we've had to do to better protect our country and stand up for country? Yes, we have. So, you know, okay, there's a little bit there. If I'm thinking of everything we've done versus everything they're done, I'm going to point to them being, you know, cold-blooded killers. And especially, you know, the KGB stuff you hear about with Putin is vastly different than anything you hear about a president of the United States. But that having been said, hey, you do what you do. Meanwhile, that isn't a reason not to go in there and say, hey, let's try and find an alliance here to take out ISIS. Or take out Soros, or take out, take on Soros and all the funding he's doing. Maybe he can help there. You know, use his KGB there. Or take on China. Whatever. So, yeah. Good points. Keep them coming. Welcome more of them at 800-228-0550. It is Giving Hearts Day this Thursday, and is the most generous day of the year in North Dakota. It really is a lot of fun to see so many people come together for great causes. We've taken some time on the program to highlight a few of those charities, tell you about them. There's a complete list at givingheartsday.org. Thursday, we actually have some more that will be joining us and spending a lot of time. It's co-hosted by the Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. And these charities also, with the help of these groups, get better at what they do. So when you donate dollars, they go to help more people, right? Find a charity to love, donate, volunteer online at givingheartsday.org. And today we feature the folks that we want you to know about and learn a little bit more about, and that's the Gateway to Science program. Beth Demke is here. Hello, Beth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very well. What is Gateway to Science?
Well, Gateway to Science is North Dakota's hands-on science center. We serve all kids of all ages, from pre-school all the way through adults, really. And we offer a hands-on science gallery full of exhibits as well as other programming for kids and families.
And these programs do what? What is your favorite example, for instance, of the types of programs you offer and the give back? What the kids say about them?
Well, what we are doing is inspiring the scientist in everyone. And so we're trying to expose kids to STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math concepts while they're young, so that when they get to be older and they get to start choosing what courses they're going to take in high school or in college, they're on a path that will keep those doors open for some of those careers that are so important here in North Dakota.
What is your future hold? What other things would you like to do with more help from folks on Giving Hearts Day?
Well, our future, it looks pretty bright, actually. The Science Center is in the process of developing a new facility here in Bismarck. We've been designing and planning this for a few years now, and it will be on the campus of Bismarck State College on land that the city donated, a fairly large facility, 65,000 square feet, with new exhibits that feature science from all over the state, things like agriculture and energy and healthcare, transportation, water, all of these concepts that will give kids and adults a chance to explore in a very hands-on manner to learn about those concepts.
Awesome. Awesome. Inspiring the science and those kids. Gotta love it. The Gateway to Science Center. GivingHeartsDay.org to find out more. One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.